You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Trying to make sense of the world?
You've got Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach.
Call our toll-free number now.
Headlines, culture, and real conversation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's Pete and Greg.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach. My name is Greg Bach, coming to you live from Radio Park in Racine and all the way upstate. That's fancy talk. Upstate in Marinette, Wisconsin is Mr. Pete Schwabba. And then heading your way in Madison is Mr. Dom Lee on the boards. We call this, as Brett says, the Yaderhe Triangle for you in our second hour on Nightlight. Thank you so much, folks, for joining us this evening. Very, very, very happy to have you here this evening. Still lots of great programming still ahead in this hour. In just a little bit, we'll be talking to Paul Vandenplas from Wonderfully Wisconsin, and we'll be talking about the best hamburgers in Wisconsin. I guess, Pete, he's a buddy of yours, and he's doing a massive undertaking as far as finding the best hamburger.
100 burgers? Just in Wisconsin? Like, I say, to me, 10 would be ambitious, or do the top 3 or 5. Paul is biting off more than he can chew at 100 burgers just in Wisconsin. He's like at number 28 or something. But yeah, we'll talk to him about it when he's here and ask him about some of his other posts. He's a great follow.
Folks, if you want to be part of the conversation, you can always call or text 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on our live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that we still call Twitter. Plus, you can still send us your thoughts. Still send us your thoughts on the question of the night. But before I say it, I think we need a little intro, don't you think, Pete?
I think we totally do.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is the most scarfable cereal? How would you have read that, Greg? You should read the second hour question. Scarfable? That makes sense, right?
The cereal with the most scarficity?
Scarficity? Like viscosity?
Mm-hmm. It protects from thermal breakdown.
What can you eat the most cereal? What
I mean,
brand?
My goodness. I mean, where do we even... Come on now. That is a... Oh, my God. I love it. I love these questions because it's like, you know, so you can always leave a comment on the live stream, which is on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform we still call Twitter. You can text that in via your phone or the Civic Media app. But I love the Facebook because tonight we've got a ton of responses, which is great.
Yeah.
What about you? You posed the question today. What for you, what is the most scarfable cereal?
I would say... I kind of had it. I know this is kind of a cop out. I had like a 2-part answer because growing up, when Cinnamon Toast Crunch came on the scene, it was a game changer.
Yeah,
that was like you were in flavor country. As
you're
long
just
as
making
you're...
Dominic mad.
Not a big fan. Not a big
but
fan.
I also, as I've gotten older and my palate has become more refined in regard to sugar cereals,
okay.
I gotta go Cinnamon Life. But I would say about 4 months ago, I had an entire smallish box of Cinnamon Life, and it was
like,
easy.
Wow. You mean like the regular, like the box we grew up with, that regular box before they came out with family size?
Yes. And I joked on social media that I would eat a family size box. But these were like the Cinnamon Life was, it was like 3 good sized bowls, mm-hmm. but it's like nothing. It's like those little Chex things.
Yeah.
You just wolf them down and before you even know it, you're stuffed.
There are just so many choices. And I wouldn't say Cinnamon Life, I'd say Life cereal was always, because Life cereal was sweetened, but it wasn't too sweet, which I always enjoyed. But I could also destroy a whole box of Frosted Flakes.
That is a lot. That just tastes like straight up sugar to me.
Yeah, it does.
But I'm with
absolutely.
You.
Yeah. But the thing is I would put it in the bowl and put the milk in the cereal, and then I would let it sit for about 5 minutes. Because then what you just do is you just have that nice glop.
Oh, they kind of the consistency, they kind of stick together a little bit, but mm-hmm. there's still some crunch.
You could definitely
why,
like,
yeah, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is the same way. And then you bite through it, it's like a piece of cake at some point when it gets saturated with it.
Also, you could, what's great, what people don't know is like whether like a flake based cereal, whether it's Special K or Frosted Flakes, if you do that method where you take it and put it in the bowl and then put the milk and let it sit, you can actually take that glop and use it as spackling compound. It's real heavy, real sturdy. Definitely on your outside, like your brick finishing. Perfect.
Probably more expensive though than actual spackle.
Actually, cereal's expensive. Cereal. I remember back in the day when we were like, "Oh, Bob, cereal's $5 a box." Now it's like $300 plus like your child's first tooth. I don't know. It's very expensive. I don't eat cereal that much anymore, guys.
No, me either.
Like, for me, when I eat a breakfast, if I'm not like making like a breakfast, which I don't honestly at home anymore, I just have granola and yogurt. That's like my go-to. It's solid. It's great. I love it. But I can't remember the last time I popped open a box of cereal and had some. Like, it just cannot even recall the last time. Dom, you famously hate Cinnamon Toast Crunch with a blinding white fury.
Yeah.
But what is a cereal that, like, what is your anti Cinnamon Toast Crunch? Like, you look at Cinnamon Toast Crunch like your grade school bully. And you're like, how could you do this to me? But what's the cereal that you look at and you go, that's my jam?
I think it was a few weeks ago. I was talking about how I hated is a strong word, but it's a true word. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. But I really like Crave. And I was talking to you guys about it. Crave those crazy squares. Oh, yeah. It's a cereal. It's a chocolatey cereal. I'm a fan of chocolate. I gotta go with Crave. Crave is so good.
Tom, you're always so good at like advertising.
Well, thank you. Try.
And being the wild card. Like,
yeah,
that's impressive. No, I respect that, Tom.
I can't go with the grain.
It's fine. I've never had Crave, but I do feel like you're, and I would never attack someone for their cereal choice, but you're anti, like the vitriol with your hatred for Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I have to say, I don't understand.
Every time, when you said it reminds you of cake when it's been sitting out for a while, I almost got out of my chair and almost like, I have a garbage right next to me. I can't get into it.
Do it, man. That's great radio.
I do not enjoy Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but also like it's weird as a kid, even like those, like I remember one time my mom coming home with Cookie Crisp, and we talked about this before because Dom had never heard of it, and it's just cookies.
Right.
But I remember even thinking to myself, that's too much for cereal. Like that's a snack. Like you could definitely like put that in a bowl and like maybe pop it as a snack in the afternoon. You probably shouldn't. It's too not good for you. But like Frosted Flakes is as sugary as I want to go. Now, I'm totally down for a box of Special K with nothing on it. Just give me a box. Like, I'll take some bran flakes or whatever they are. I'm fine with that. I'm good with that.
I still need some sugar. Like, if I'm not going with these newfangled, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Cinnamon Life, I would go back to my old standby, Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
And the marshmallow disbursement with the oated cereal. Lovely.
Marshmallow.
Well, whatever you want. Sugar balls, whatever you want to call them.
Chewy chalk.
Exactly. Let's get to some text, Greg. Do you want to do the, how do you want to do this?
I'll take Facebook right now. I'll take the Facebook. Okay. You look at the text line. Kristen Dassler-Alfheim, sitting state senator, says Fruit Loops. I have thoughts on that, but I'll keep them going.
I love that Kristen is not above. She's this distinguished state senator, but she's still going for that.
She's of the people when it comes to cereal talk or any talk. It's wonderful. Sure. Daniel says they were all good, really, but if you can only pick one, here's a surprise. All Bran.
Wow.
I know it looks like kitty litter, but looks can be deceiving. I haven't ate a bowl of cereal in over 5 years now. I'm one of those, what do you call them? One of those people... Sugar cap people. I don't know. Diabetic. Oh, diabetic. Okay, there you go. The word I was looking for. Okay, all brand. There's no wrong answers here. There are no wrong answers. Mike Desitel says, my guilty pleasure is Cocoa Pebbles. Please don't judge me. Mike, no one is.
No judgment.
And even less judgment if you drink the milk after it becomes Cocalicious. Jimmy Koska, a man who is worthy and amazing, and our coworker, you can eat a whole bag of Fruity / Cocoa Pebbles in like two or three bowls. So that's that. It's true. The Cocoa Pebbles are designed, or the pebbles are designed just to be devoured.
Totally.
Yeah. What do we got on the text line? I'll get some more in a moment.
Brett from Brown Deer says, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is like heroin to me when I'm banked.
Well,
wow. Okay. Thank you, Brett.
Okay.
We've got Stu in Jefferson in the 608 says, Captain Crunch, until the roof of your mouth bleeds. Yeah, that's a problem.
That's true. That's why you got to let it soak. That's the same with Fruit Loops, though. Same with Fruit Loops. You got to let it soak.
Well, and you got to chew your food and slow down. I know you're in flavor country, but take your time, right? We've got, let's see here. We've got, Monica in Mount Horeb, Cocoa Krispies. As a bonus, it turns the milk chocolatey. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Pete. Thank you, Monica, from Mount Horeb. And that is there a fine bowl of cereal. Let me ask you this, Greg. Do you go regular milk still, or have you moved on to any of the designer milks?
I don't drink regular milk because it makes my tum-tum feel not good. So,
same.
I generally will get a soy milk or an oat milk or whatever, a non-dairy milk. And if you like milk, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't care because I feel like whenever you say you drink a non-dairy milk as a substitute, people are expecting an agenda and I don't care enough for that. So I'm just like, I just drink soy milk when I like for my milk substitutes because just for me, regular milk now just always tastes rotten. It always tastes rotten to me. So
I go back to when I was a garbage man in college. I had a summer job picking up people's trash. And I smelled way too much bad dairy milk.
Oh,
I can't
gosh,
do it anymore.
Yeah.
Now, it disagrees with me too, but I'm all about the oat milk, which tastes really good with cereal. On the stream, Lil Irv, also Dave, our pal, says grape nuts with Greek yogurt. Pick your flavor. No coffee or your
poop.
Will come too soon.
Well,
thank you for your medical opinion there, Dave.
I will keep that all in mind when I'm doing that. I mean, grape nuts too. Like that's another one where you kind of got to let it soak, or it's going to just destroy the inside of your mouth.
Yes, but with fruit, it's otherworldly. It's good stuff.
Frank on the Facebook page says the J word cartoon cereals Quisp, Quake, and Captain Crunch. I remember Quisp.
Oh, wow.
Not a lot of people remember Quisp.
Wow.
Krista says Fruit Loops or Honeycombs. Boris, we're going to Boris. Golden Grahams. Oh, my God, yes.
Well done.
So good.
Boris is on it. He never disappoints.
Nope.
We've got, let's see here. What else do we have? We got a few more texts on the text line here. Whistler in Richland Center says Cinnamon Toast.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you, sir. Chris Casper, our pal Casper in Madison says Lucky Charms. Yeah, I'm with you, Casper. But they're not marshmallows, according to Greg, but I can work around that. Tammy in the 715 in Eau Claire says, heart healthy honey nut Cheerios. Mm-hmm. That's
quote,
a good option.
Heart healthy is in quotes.
Right. Whistler did add that he forgot to add crunch, but we knew what you mean, buddy.
Yeah, it's fine. You know, cinnamon, we understand. Unless you like eating cinnamon toast for cereal. Maybe you make cinnamon toast and you cut it up and put it into a bowl and then pour milk on it and then just take it to Dom's house. Be like, here.
Please don't.
Eat this.
No, please don't.
Would you
please
eat a Dom? Would you eat a bowl of cinnamon toast that was made to like cereal, or
I think
because it's not cinnamon toast crunch?
I would.
Would you do that?
I would.
Okay.
I would.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised you've eaten two big arches, so I have no idea that you'll eat that stuff.
Yeah, he's not fussy.
Yeah,
we'll get to more of your text messages and everything else you left for us. We got a great text from Brett about the No Kings rally. We'll get to in a little while as well. But thank you so much so far. But you could always still drop a comment in the live stream, drop a text in the text line, or just simply, you know, give us a call if you want. We'll take your call later on, and we'll
get a hold of us.
Just talk about some cereal. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What is the most scarfable cereal? When we come back from the break, Mr. Paul Vandenplas from Wonderfully Wisconsin with a big mission, a huge mission, to find, well, you're just going to have to stick around to find out. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned and stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Nothing gets by you, Dom. You heard me say that earlier in the show, and you were on it, dude.
Well, thank you.
Well done, buddy.
That. Thank you.
Love that song.
I believe
song.
I had a favorite song too, but it was fine.
Dude,
maybe I got that.
I think Dom is pretty generous with the Genesis and the Phil Collins, don't you? He knows what to play too. That's like he picks the best tunes. So there you go. Hey, welcome back to Nightlight, folks. I am Pete Schwabe. Sitting downstate for me is Mr. Greg Bach, and sitting downstate adjacent
is Dom Lee and Madison. We are coming to you from the Yotterhay Triangle as one of our, is it Brett from Brown Deer?
Brett from Brown Deer said it. The Yotterhay Triangle. Yotterhay Triangle.
I love it.
That's a t-shirt. I'm sorry. This is a t-shirt.
It is a great t-shirt. There we go. Yeah. Our first swag. Hey, be part of the fun, folks. Let us know what your most scarfable cereal is. Like what can you just keep pouring into the bowl and keep adding milk or soy milk or oat milk, or if someone's always crazy out there, water, whatever it is, eating it fistfuls out of the box, it doesn't matter. Let us know what your favorite scarfable cereal is, and we will read your text on the radio. It's great to have it. When you guys are part of the show, it just elevates everything. Wouldn't you say, Greg?
I absolutely agree. I agree. So. We're at like a 7 or 8 right now with the text and all the comments. 9, 10.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Let's get to 11 if we can, right? So this is exciting, folks. Our next guest is a, if you don't follow him, you should, especially if you love our state of Wisconsin. He is the founder of All Things Wisconsin, the All Things Wisconsin platform known as Wonderfully Wisconsin, which you can follow on TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook. Following him on all three. What the heck? We are joined now by my pal, Paul Vandenplaz, who is soon to be Greg's pal and Dom's pal as well. Hey, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Always fun. It's so, all right, before we get to your burger list and where you've been lately and all these fun places you go to celebrate our state, I have to ask you the question of the night. Do you have a cereal, Paul, that you just can't stop eating?
Oh, of course. It's got to be Golden Grahams. I think a lot of us Gen Xers and millennials, I think, grew up eating a lot of Golden Grahams.
That's a great answer.
That is another one of those cereals that is really best when you pour it in the bowl, put your milk of choice, and then just like give it a few minutes.
Yeah, it needs to get the sogginess.
Yes.
But not too much.
Sorry, Dom. Sorry, Dom. We're talking about soggy cereal here. It's okay.
I'll get over it.
It's good to see you, buddy. How are you? Okay, so I'll fill in Greg and Dom here. When you first mentioned you were compiling this list of the 100 best burgers in Wisconsin, an incredibly big undertaking. Hopefully not in more ways than one, because, you know, it's a lot of burgers. But you came through Marinette, and it was awesome. And you and Sarah were here, your lovely wife, and you texted me, and I met you at Mickey Lou's. It was fun to see you in action. But how is that going? I've seen a couple of your recent posts on Facebook. How is the list going? You're in the late 20s, I believe.
Yes. So officially I'm at 28, but we are always kind of in a state of fluxes. I've visited more spots than are shown on social media because they're just in various states of edit. So I've really been to 35.
Okay. That's good. And that's how long does something like that take you to edit?
Several hours. You know, it seems kind of insane that it's like, okay, if I'm doing typically it's between 90 seconds and 2 minutes, for, each burger review, but that takes several hours. So I have a newfound appreciation for anybody doing long form content, or now I understand why it takes, someone 6 months to edit down a movie.
Yeah. I mean, I got into TikTok for about 3 minutes back in 2020. Like, I could do this, it'd be fun. And then I saw other videos. I'm like, I can't do this. It's too much work.
Yeah.
So you're checking out the 100 burgers. What is the decision on who's going to be on the list, where you're going? Like, how does this come to be? Like, I'm very interested because I love burgers, but also, again, I'd be like, do you want to do 100? Like, I don't know if I could do that, but what brought you into this, and how do you plan this undertaking?
Sure. So the thing that actually got me started doing this journey is actually right at this time every year, the Wisconsin Beef Council does an elite 8 of these, the best burgers in Wisconsin. So it's just a voting thing. And then the top 8 vote getters, then they will actually go and try each of those burgers and then crown a winner every single year. And so I thought, okay, this is an interesting concept, but how are they really determining that that's the best burger in Wisconsin? You're just trying the 8 top or most popular burgers. You're not really trying the 8 best. So I thought, I'm like, well, I think that's a unique idea. So, okay, well, I kind of want to do this on my own and try my own version. So The Wisconsin Beef Council every year does this. So each year, the eight best that they have that they vote on are typically different. So it's like, okay, I go out, use their list. I have a quite a large follower count. So a lot of people are very excited to get me to go to their small town to try this burger joint. And then we have a lot of like legacy burger joints in Wisconsin, a lot of, you know, like Mickey Lou's Marinette, that's just been around since the 1940s. And there's a lot of spots like that in Wisconsin. So it's just kind of a mix of kind of everything, of just doing a lot of research, a lot of follower suggestions. And then, I don't know, just if I get through a spot, it's like, well, we'll just check this place out.
Yeah. Awesome.
That's a great answer. Paul Vandenplas is our guest. He is the creator of the social media platform Wonderfully Wisconsin. You can follow him on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. And you're right about Mickey Lou's. It's nothing has been updated since the 40s. Like, I think they still have the same bar of soap. Yes, bar of soap in the bathroom. The check pads are all the same. It's beautiful. We are talking to Paul about his 100 best burgers list. He's at 28. We'll come back and get some more details from Paul after the news. Great to have you here, buddy. We are coming right back. This is Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on Civic Media.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. If you want to be part of the conversation, call or text 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can still let us know what your most scarfable cereal is. That's our question of the evening. Let us know by dropping a comment in the live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. We will get to your responses in just a little bit during the nightcap, of course. But right now, we are talking to Mr. Paul Vandenplas, who is the proprietor, the runner, the guy who invented Wonderfully Wisconsin. And right now, you're on a mission, sir. You are on a mission. And I would say you are 25. No, actually, but almost halfway there, aren't you? You're almost halfway there on looking for the best burger in Wisconsin.
Yeah, about a third of the way through.
Okay, all right, excellent. Now, did research on this, but did you also take recommendations from your followers, from friends? I know that when you have a social media, I don't know because I don't have a large following, but I know from friends who do, you also can have opinions possibly screamed at you about where you should be going. How do you take into consideration where you're going to go on your journey?
Sure. It is driven a lot by my followers. I always say Wisconsin is quite a large state, and it is truly difficult to cover every corner of this massive state. So I take a lot of the suggestions, but then it's like, okay, you see if there's a lot of people suggesting one place, it's like, okay, there's a reason that there's so many people suggesting places. And I've also had it where I'm randomly in a town for a day and I saw some person, only one person suggested this spot, and it's like, well, we'll go check it out. I happen to be here.
Nice.
It's funny because you're like, you're such a nice guy, and I can't see you saying, well, that was the worst burger I've ever had. But I did see, you know, a review you did recently. It was very diplomatic. It was like, it was your basic, you were looking for something a little more, but the burger was good. Like, you're very diplomatic. And I think that's probably why your site does so well too, is people just like you. Like, you're not going to trash anybody. Right?
No, I do practice the whole Midwest nice thing.
Yeah.
That is just my personality. You know, I was raised, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. And I have seen, you know, my videos now recently, I did a video for a little mom and pop pizza joint on a farm called Poco Pizza. And they've been around 9 years. And, you know, like, all right. So I did a video about them and really a great place. And overnight, their business blew up and they've been selling out of pizzas they can't even keep up. Wow. So I really see the good that I can do for these small businesses. And I know if I'm not careful, I can do harm to these businesses. And I would never, ever want to do that.
You get a taste of those profits, buddy.
I wish I wouldn't be here doing this.
Maybe a free pizza if you don't mind. Yeah. Just out of the back door.
A little something for the effort.
Yeah. I mean, that's amazing. That's really good. And that really does make a lot of sense because for me, that says a lot about you as a person too, because there are a lot of people out there who would make a living on trashing the things that other people like just so they can get more clicks or whatever, or get engagement. But I think that's very important. I think that's very cool of you to maybe just say, you know what? We don't need to, it was fine. It was,
well, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I do see that in the creator space. I do see people doing pretty much what I do. And then it's like, yeah, they will trash businesses. And I've never understood it, you know? And it's like, it's just, we have enough negativity in the world. Mm-hmm. You know what, if I walk into a place and I really don't enjoy the burger, you're just not going to see that video, and that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great. You also put us in touch with, Supper Club Chasers, and they're going to be on the show Friday. So I'm very much looking forward.
Oh my God.
Thank you for paying that forward.
You will enjoy them. Jim and Michelle are great people.
You have, we have this little running thing here. Our guy Dom there in Madison thinks he's all big with his love of the Big Arch Burger. Mm-hmm. Are franchises off your list? Are they welcome to partake? And have you tried the Big Arch?
I would never try the Big Arch.
Mr. If I don't have anything good to say, I won't say anything. Yeah. And tomorrow, McDonald's is bankrupt.
I'm not going to do anything to McDonald's, so they'll keep on keeping on whether I try them or not. But no, for this burger tour, I don't do any like large franchises. So obviously, it's the Wisconsin burger tour, so it would need to be. Like, so Culver's, you would think, but because it's a larger franchise, no. I think the largest franchise that I have done or maybe will do is Milwaukee Burger Company. I think they've got like 5 or 6 locations around the state, but that's just a small franchise.
Culver's is no longer like, yes, they in our heart of hearts, Culver's is Midwest. We feel that when we see that, but I was in Arizona last week and we were driving to some thing and I was like, wait a minute, you have a Culver's here? And I was kind of hurt. I was like, why do you you don't deserve this. You're Arizona. It's 110 degrees outside. You don't get cheese curds. So yeah, it's to me, Culver's is no longer like Midwest. It's all over the country now. It's really, I mean, there's so many franchises that it doesn't feel like ours anymore.
Right.
Go ahead, Paul. Sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, you know, there are so many chains that it's like, with this burger tour, I'm really just hoping to be able to expose places that maybe not have been around forever, but just small businesses that really could use it.
And that's what I love about what you're doing is how it does help small businesses. And you're using that platform you have to do that, which is outstanding. I know you're also a brand ambassador for Quick Trip, another Wisconsin institution.
Hello, friend.
I have a request. Who can we talk to at Quick Trip? See, I love those little potato, cheesy potato things they have.
Sure.
More than cheese curds. But it's like 1 every 100 times I go in there, they have the cheesy potato puffs. Who do I talk to, Paul? How do I get to the bottom of this?
You actually can just order those right on your app. Whatever you want, if you go onto the Quick Trip app, you can order whatever you want, and it'll be there waiting for you.
Yep. Look at this guy. Look at this guy.
And here he's looking for Bob Quick Trip's phone number. All you got to do is get that app. The one thing I will say, okay, so I not as much as I used to be because my doctor told me so. I used to be quite a partaker in the Quick Trip hot meals because I personally feel like Quick Trip has better hot food than some other like fast food joints. The thing they do, though, that like really kind of opened my eyes, and I'm not saying don't go there. I still enjoy some of their food, but they send a wrap like Spotify does at the end of the year, and it tells you not only what you buy, but what time you buy it at. And when your main time is 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. on a regular basis, you're like, maybe I need to not eat as many breakfast sandwiches as I was. So Quick Trip, thank you for being both the architect and the, you know, for whatever I'm doing right now. But yeah, their food is so good that I have to like sometimes say, don't do it. Don't go there. You don't need it. And then I'm like, but you do need cheesy potatoes.
Oh my God. And the potato wedges.
About Quick Trip too, is they're the only place I know that has, and I try not to drink soda, but when I do, I try to drink the healthy soda with the real sugar. they have the Sprecher Cherry Cola, which might be the best meal I've ever had. Just one of those in a can. Outstanding. Paul, you do a lot of other things. The burger search is great. We'll keep checking in with you on that. But you were also at, I want to ask you, you were at the Madeline Island. You did the ice, I think you called it an ice tour. And that's coming up. That has not been released on your platform yet. Tell us about what that was like.
Okay, so Madeleine Island is the largest of the Apostle Islands, and there is a town on it called La Pointe, where there's about 200 residents that live year-round. And the only way to the island is by car ferry for like 10 months a year. Then for about a month, they call it ice sled, so it's essentially an airboat. And then for 3 weeks or 4 weeks during a year, Lake Superior freezes enough that you can actually drive cars about 2.5 miles from Bayfield to Madeleine Island. And so I did that, and that was quite an experience.
Scary?
Not to me. I like ice fishing, so I've been out on hard water in my car many a times, but my daughter was not thrilled.
Oh, man, that sounds like something where you, oh, wow, you are so much braver than me, because I just think in myself like, nope, no, too scared.
Oh, and there was huge cracks. Oh,
real? Oh my gosh.
But there is actually a number you can call because the residents of the island have to use that road during the winter. You know, if you have a job off the island or for, you know, a multitude of reasons. So every morning you call a number and they'll tell you whether it's safe or not to travel the ice road. So, of course, I called the number and they said the night before there was a full moon. And so due to tidal shift, the ice had cracked. So then they just said, yeah, travel after noon and the cracks will heal themselves.
Oh, man. That is crazy. Our guest is Paul Vandenplas. He is the creator of Wonderfully Wisconsin, which you can follow on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. He's on all the big socials and he does a great job covering our state, celebrating our state, and just pointing out great places that there are to go, like Madeleine Island. We talked during the break. I've never been there. I really want to go there. You were also at another place recently in Stevens Point called, there was a Point Sculpture Park. Like, oh, that's sure. A great little gem you uncovered. Tell us about that.
Oh, it is just kind of off in the middle of nowhere, and you park on the side of the road and you walk through nature, and it is all sorts of sculptures from artists from around the world. So it's not even local Wisconsin artists. They do have some in there. And it's just a great place like to kind of just take your mind off things and look at some really unique sculptures and be in nature. It's really quiet. It's an incredible spot.
That sounds awesome. That sounds fantastic. I love that. I that's what I love about Wisconsin is all these places you can go and just relax and enjoy and take in the scenery, and you can just sit and do, like, we went to Butternut last year, and Butternut is this small little town between Park Falls and Hayward, and the lake is gorgeous, and you just sit there and you're like, this is here in Wisconsin at all times, and it just renews my love for this state and always makes me say to people, you need to come here and experience all the ability to sit and do nothing. You know, there's big cities are great, and there's always great things to do in Milwaukee and Chicago and Madison and Green Bay. But like, you go into some of these places and you're just like, I think to myself, people get to live here all the time. This is amazing. And it just makes me so happy to know that they're here in this state. So I love that. Love that so much.
Yeah, that's my mission, is to show that there is so much more to Wisconsin than cheese, beer, and football. Mm-hmm. You know, that it's like you can go to some bar in the middle of nowhere and bellied up to that bar, you might have the best meal that you've ever had in your entire life. They might not be a James Beard Award winner place, but they're going to treat you right. It's going to be an incredible meal and you'll have some incredible experiences if you're just open to it.
Paul, we have about 45 seconds left or so. How did you get through the big snowstorm? I loved your post about that too, by the way, but tell the listeners how you got through this big snowstorm.
Well, like any true Wisconsinite with beer. So no, I started measuring the snowfall in beer. So then the total snowfall that we had was 58 ounces of cold, refreshing snow. But it worked out really well. I had over 9 million views on that content in about 2 days.
Wow. So
people really identified with it and really enjoyed the Wisconsin humor.
Well, I'm glad the big, horrible snowstorm was so good to you, Paul, because I hated it, son.
Oh, my God.
Buddy, thank you so much. Always fun. Don't be a stranger. Keep us posted on the list, and let's do this again soon.
Of course. I always love coming on.
All right. That's Paul Vandenplas from Wonderfully Wisconsin. Give him a follow, folks. He does great work over there. We are coming right back. Greg, what are we going to do when we come back?
We're bringing it all to a close tonight with the nightcap.
Fantastic. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's Nightlight with Peach Wama and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. If you want to be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still have time to get your thoughts in on the most scarfable cereal in your opinion, because that is the question of the evening. Don't go anywhere, folks, because after us, we got great programming coming up afterwards. And then tomorrow, we will be talking to Ben Riesler, who is the outreach program manager for the Wisconsin Film Festival, talking to him in the 6 o'clock hour. So don't just stick around. Have fun. And if you've missed anything, go to civicmedia.us/shows, download episodes of Nightlight, take them with them wherever you go, listen to them as a podcast. It'd be great to hear from you, great to know that you're listening. And also, and this is just from me, I've not talked to Pete or Dom about this yet, tell one friend about us. Just do that. Tell one friend about the show, and we'd love to have them as listeners as well. So don't go anywhere. We got great programming coming up. And as always, thank you for being here. Pete, I think it's time to start wrapping up the show.
You think so? How do we do that?
I think it's by one simple way of a notification, and that is by telling everyone it's time for the nightcap.
It's time to wind it down. This is Nightcap with Greg and Pete.
That leaves no doubt.
Yeah, that leaves no doubt whatsoever. We still have some more text messages and online comments to talk about with regard to the scarfable cereal. Pete, you want to talk? Get to some text messages?
Yeah. Let's bang these text out. Patrick from the 608 says, "You guys sound like rookies." Oh, no. Any serious cereal lover knows that you mix cereals together. Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Corn Chex.
Okay. I don't know who told
the same thing.
Patrick, A, I don't know who told you that, and B, I don't know why you're coming in with attitude, frankly. So I'm just going to put that out there, buddy.
Apparently, that's the one. He just can't let the cereal thing go. But
no, apparently you, not.
We know you're having fun. Dave in Madison in the 608 says, "As a kid, I definitely loved pounding down some Fruity Pebbles dry right out of a box. Also, I picked out all the marshmallows for my Lucky Charms, and then breakfast sucked without them. Valuable lesson. Thank you for passing that along, Dave." Corey in Watertown in the 262 says, "Homemade Chex Party Mix is the most scarfable. Make a double batch and keep scarfing."
I like that attitude.
Well done, Corey. Also meant to say before we didn't get to this, Brett from Brown Deer, listening on WAUK, creator of the Yadir Hay Triangle. He says, "I was at the West Bend No Kings protest, and there were so many nice people attending, mostly older. It was my third in West Bend, and the size has more than doubled. We heard a lot of car horns and only two middle fingers. We cheer for the fingers, too, because then we know they are mad." So thank you so much, Brett, for getting in touch with us on that as well. On the Facebook page, let's see here. Tim says grape nuts. I'm not going to read all that's just you talking to Tim there. Rob from Tigerton says, I eat Fruity Pebbles. Scott says Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Sorry, Dom. Mm-mm. Richard says Captain Crunch. He says, "Worth the week-long damage done to the roof of my mouth."
That is brutal. It happens.
It really is. It really is. Ian says, "I still miss Puffa Puffa rice." I've never heard of that. It's puffer. Pure fast gut loading. Okay, well, you've really sold me. Tim also goes on to say, "Original Captain Crunch by a mile." Mary says, "Peanut butter crunch." Whoa, a diplomat.
Ooh, interesting.
And let's see here. Mike Toomey says, "Sir Grapefellow." That looks like a box that he designed himself, but it looks delicious, though. It looks like grape flavored oat cereal plus sweet grape star bits.
We'll ask Mike about that next time he's on the show. I don't know if I've... That has to be made up, right?
No, I think it's real. I'm going to look it up here. And then finally, R.C. Martin says, "Reese's Puff, crack with milk." Again, just sugar. Sugar. Wow. Yeah.
Mary, you got that one. Tim Joyce, Captain Crunch by a mile. Mm-hmm. We read that one, okay. And then Tiff Burry, Honey Nut Cheerios. A lot of Honey Nut Cheerios, too, right?
Honey Nut Cheerios is just a game day cereal. It's good. It's sweet. It's, quote, healthy, but whatever. I don't know. And then Dave worse. On the live stream says, Cracklin' Oat Brand, raw, no liquid, best healthy snack. Again, that's another one that just destroys the top of your mouth.
Yeah, and there's so much fiber in some of those cereals. You kind of have to eat them on the way to the bathroom. That takes the fun away. You know, I want to sit and enjoy a color television show while I'm wolfing down some cereal.
What is with even the color television? Seriously.
Just bragging.
It's true. It's true. Pete, what did you learn tonight?
I learned, the death doula thing was really eye-opening. I did not know that was a thing. I like the living celebrations or living funerals or whatever. That was interesting. I don't know why more people, maybe that will catch on. But, here in the Midwest, we do maybe catch on to things a little slower, but I think we're thoughtful. And she's given us a lot to think about. So that was really fun. And Paul's always fun, too. But I did not know anything about the death doula.
I completely agree with you, and I think it's having those conversations and the living funeral, that to me sounds absolutely amazing. I mean, I would make it a fun thing, and it would be fun for me, for no one else. It would just be me with like water guns and being like, you did me wrong in fourth grade, I'm glad that she's out there doing those things because we don't think about it, and then you think, oh yeah, we should be talking about these topics because they're important and they're inevitable. So
right.
If you want to find out more,
That would be the worst, Greg. That would be the worst place to do the Irish goodbye. Someone's celebration of life, and you just cut out without saying goodbye.
Like the ultimate Irish goodbye? Like,
well, yeah, if it's the person we're celebrating, yeah.
All right, folks, on behalf of Pete, I'm going to say thank you to Dominic. Thank you to Tucker. Thank you to Traffic and Engineering. Without their help, we don't. Talking to microphones that work. They do everything and make sure this show goes off without a hitch. Thank you to everyone who called, texted, left a comment on the live stream. Thank you to our guests, Rebecca and Paul. We really, really appreciate them being here. And don't forget, tomorrow we are talking to the program outreach director of the Wisconsin Film Festival, Ben Riesler. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. There's still great programming coming your way after the show is done. And then we'll be right back here, 5 p.m. as usual, on the Civic Media Network for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Pete, say goodnight to the folks.
Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.